Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
9:40, Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. Thanks for joining us on this hump day, the first day of October of 2025. We are three quarters of the way through the year. Before you know it, we'll blink and it'll be 2026, and we'll be inaugurating the next mayor of New Orleans in just 100 days. Joining us to talk about that is Ed Chervenak, professor of political science and pollster at the University of New Orleans. Good morning, professor.
Morning, Dave. How are you today?
I'm doing well, other than the fact that, you know, here we are back in the 90s for highs on the first day of October. I would prefer some crisp, cool air and to go out and enjoy some public pumpkin spice something or another, but not in the mood with the temperature in the 90s. But we'll survive, right?
Yes, we will. We've been through it before.
So 100 days from Inauguration Day. 100 days left of the Cantrell administration. What do you think as the mayor sits under indictment for the first time ever for a sitting mayor of New Orleans to be under federal indictment, we should expect from Mayor Cantrell over the last 100 days? I can't remember seeing her out publicly. I've heard a couple of reports of people seeing her eating or drinking at restaurants or bars. But the only public event I can recall her having since her indictment was the Katrina anniversary. And even then, she did not talk to reporters. She merely appeared at the event, gave an address, but did not interact with reporters. What do you think happens for the next 100 days?
Well, you know, she's still the mayor, so she has all the power and privileges and the responsibilities that come with that position. That she's certainly entering lame duck status, and so we're probably not going to see any new initiatives or proposals from her administration. But, you know, today that they are submitting the budget to the city council, so obviously there's still work to be done. If she wants to finish on a positive note, I would say, you know, finish projects that are already underway, you know, anything nearing completion, infrastructure, street repair, drainage, see if she can push to complete that and then publicly highlight those accomplishments.
Do you expect her to do that personally? Do you think we'll see public appearances from the mayor, any news conferences, any really public events? She didn't have any really for a while before the indictment, and has had only that one I can think of. If she didn't show up for a ribbon cutting she was supposed to be at, I mean, we just haven't really seen her at all.
No, we haven't seen her. She's kind of receded into the background, and I expect that's what will continue. She doesn't want to, you know, be confronted with questions about the indictment. I think she's just kind of, you know, maybe she can try and some finishing projects. But I think for the most part, she has zero political capital. There's really not a whole lot that she can do.
Yeah, we don't have a precedent for it in New Orleans, and I'm trying to think of other significant precedents of incumbents who are under indictment for corruption cases and how they've been able to function or not. Can you think of any precedents for that we've had in the past?
I can't. The only mayor who was indicted was the former mayor, Ray Nagin.
But he was out of office.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's difficult because it's a distraction, you know, for the city, and it's certainly a distraction for her. But she still needs to, her administration still needs to continue to do the work to, you know, so that the city can continue to function.
Well, or continue to not function so well, because that's been one of the primary issues in the current mayor's race, as we transition to that, is that the city has not functioned very well at all in recent years, and much of the focus of the race has been on how to fix that. You don't see any significant fixes in the last 100 days under Mayor Cantrell.
No, I don't think there's going to be any major, like I said, any kind of major proposals or initiatives. It's just maybe she can finish up some of the projects that are already nearing completion. But you're right, you know, people aren't happy with the current state of affairs. The mayor's extremely unpopular, and most people believe the city is headed in the wrong direction.
You just completed a new poll. Did you ask about the current mayor or the direction of the city in that poll, or was it solely focused on the future and the current candidates looking to replace her?
No, we asked about the mayor, and we also asked people about what they thought about the city's direction. And what we found is the majority of people, 52%, believe the city is headed in the wrong direction, and that most voters also strongly disapprove of Mayor Cantrell's job performance. He's only at 20%. Only 20% give her positive marks for her performance.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Performance in office, but 51% majority strongly disapprove of her performance.
Wow, that's 20% approval.
Those numbers are stunning. You're absolutely right. Those are historic low numbers.
What did you find about who the voters want to replace the current mayor?
Well, Councilmember Helena Moreno continues to hold a commanding lead in the mayor's race. The results we found, she's at 49%, and that's consistent with what we've seen in previous polls. And that Moreno is also viewed as the change candidate. She's drawing strength from voters who are dissatisfied with the mayor and also unhappy with the city's current trajectory. She's been able to keep her multiracial coalition intact in this poll, and so she's at or near the threshold to win the office on October 11th.
Yeah, how did the other candidates perform in the poll, and how many still are labeled as undecided and may or may not even vote?
Well, we've got Royce Duplessis at 15%, Oliver Thomas at 13%, 3% said they wanted to vote for someone else. And 20% say they're still undecided. So there's still a block of voters up for grabs.
So based on all of that, if 20% of the people, and early voting is already underway, we're actually halfway through early voting, continues through Saturday, and you did this poll right before early voting started, but if 20% are still undecided, based on your past analysis and knowledge of how campaigns and voting works, will most of those people vote, or will they just not vote since they can't pick a candidate? And what does that mean for Moreno's chances if she's definitely got more than 50% of the decided vote right now? She needs more than 50%, obviously, of all of the votes that are cast to avoid a runoff.
You know, when people say they don't know, they're either undecided, unsure, or unwilling, you know, to express their preference. And so it's really difficult to gauge exactly what they're going to do. I assume a number of them are maybe unwilling. They know who they want to support. They look to see who's in the lead, and then they may show up and vote for that person. Or that they're just so unsure and undecided that they decide to stay home. Now, one of the things our poll did find was that chronic voters were heavily in favor of Helena Moreno. These are the folks who have voted seven or more times in the last 10 elections. And 54% of those people said they plan to support Moreno in the election.
So that puts a lot of pressure on Duplessis and Thomas then to get the infrequent voters, the non-chronic voters who support them, to actually show up if they want to force her into a runoff.
Right. Their goal is to keep her under 50% plus one to force a runoff with, you know, one of those, either Duplessis or with Thomas.
But I'm guessing with those chronic voters numbers, that bodes well for Moreno. And with the high number of undecideds this close to election, that's got to bode well for her as well. When you take the entirety of all of the data you have now, and your knowledge of past elections and how they unfold, when you have 20% undecided and a candidate with 49% of the overall vote and 54% of the chronic voter vote, if you had to lay a bet right now, would you bet on Moreno winning in the primary or not?
If I was a betting man, I would say she has a very strong possibility of winning on October 11th. All the numbers are in her favor. She's, you know, viewed as the change candidate. She's at 49% overall, but she gets 60% of the vote from those people who disapprove of Mayor Cantrell. So they're looking at Moreno as the change candidate.
She's overwhelmingly the antithesis of LaToya Cantrell.
Yes, absolutely. It's the same with the direction of the city, that if people feel the city's moving in the wrong direction, she's receiving the majority of support from those people.
Very interesting. And we will find out, how has the improved and increased opportunity and usage of early voting, do you think, impacted this campaign? Now we have four early voting locations. We're seeing strong early voting numbers after consecutive elections with very low overall turnout. And with so many undecided heading into early voting, how does that affect this campaign?
Well, over the past 3 days, what we've seen is an increase, 62% increase in early vote compared to the same time 4 years ago. So people are showing up. I think it's nearly 7,000 more early voters have showed up over the past 3 days than 4 years ago. So people are energized. They are showing up for early voting.
Ed Chervenak, pollster and professor of political science at UNO. Anything else you want to share with us about your recent poll or about this mayoral election?
The biggest takeaway from the two city council at large races was that the large number of people were undecided. Nearly half of people were undecided in those contests. So still a lot of voters out there up for grabs.
Yeah, and the sheriff's race also. It looks like we will have some runoffs. We'll wait and see if we have it in the mayor's race or not. Professor Chervenak, thank you for joining us here on WWL.
All right, thanks, Dave. It's always a pleasure.
All right, talk to you soon. He's Ed Chervenak. I'm Dave Cohen, in for Tommy Tucker. We should note that there are also elections in some 30 other parishes. Most of them are ballot measures, tax issues. There's a mayor's race in Slidell also, with early voting underway and election day on October 11th. Go to our website at WWL.com and you can check your sample ballot and your voting locations so you can see what's on your ballot, if anything, thing in your parish and where you would go to early vote. When we come back, we'll check in with Newell Norman to see what he's working on for the next 3 hours and see what you're texting us on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line at 504-260-1870. Do you think Helena Moreno will win in the primary and be the next mayor of New Orleans? At least, we'll be ready to become the next mayor of New Orleans on October 11th.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.